Maine Representative Laurel Libby files lawsuit after being censured for defending women's sports. By Paul Bois on March 11, 2025. Maine State Representative Laurel Libby, R., has filed a lawsuit against her state Speaker of the House for censuring her after she defended women's sports. As Breitbart News reported last month, the Democrat-dominated Maine legislature moved to censure Libby for speaking out against men participating in women's sports. Libby had taken to her social media to point out that a boy had recently taken away a girl's opportunity by winning a girls' high school track and field event in Maine. The lawmaker's post spurred Democrat House Speaker Ryan Ficto to launch a campaign to silence Libby. On Tuesday night, the censure was passed in a 75-70 vote. Libby is no longer allowed to speak on the House floor until she issues a formal apology, Fox News reported. While Ficto and other Democrats said that Libby's censure stemmed from her identifying a minor with a photograph, the state representative argued that the athlete had already been publicized in a positive light and was competing in the public forum of a state-sponsored athletic event, per Fox News. The championship was a public event, was streamed online, and the names, schools, and photographs of the winners were all posted publicly, a copy of the lawsuit says. At least six constituents from Libby's district of 9,000 constituents have joined the lawsuit as plaintiffs, claiming that the censuring has impeded her ability to represent them. The speaker's actions did not just disenfranchise me but disenfranchise the thousands of constituents that I represent. And that's the bigger picture here, the fact that the speaker, in his eyes, retaliated against me because he doesn't like what I have to say, Libby said. Maine has, for whatever reason, become ground zero for this debate. And, of course, I want to have my voice back so I can speak to that. And as we address this issue within the legislature, I hope that all that has unfolded over the next few weeks can help change the course in the debate, so that not just Maine girls, but girls across the country, have a fair, safe and level playing field, Libby added. On Tuesday, the Trump administration ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, to pause federal funds to the University of Maine system, UMS, over the state's refusal to protect women's sports. The UMS holds a network of eight public colleges in Maine, the state's largest educational enterprise. According to the UMS website, with an annual enrollment of nearly 30,000 students, as Breitbart News reported last month, the president signed an executive order to rewrite federal Title IX education rules to withhold federal funds from schools that allow transgender athletes to play as females. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.